5 initiative. $500,000 in this budget to jumpstart a program to begin to deliver small-scale projects for communities in East Portland that have waited too long to have a playground, a bench, better lighting, a community garden. And communities across East Portland have been applauding this initiative, and we have made a commitment to match the public dollars with private dollars and to get it going. This budget also contains funding for teen programs. Never in our history has it been more important that our young people have healthy and productive activities during the summer, to be involved with adults who provide guidance and support. And in continuing our commitment to run teen programs, we will be continuing that commitment. The budget also contains funding to continue the progress we've made in Forest Park. This council a year ago laid out a series of steps that we were going to take following the report issued by the City Club and by the Off-Road Cycling Committee. And this budget contains $80,000 to conduct the Forest Park Wildlife Study, which was one of five core items that we identified as urgent needs. It also contains some seed money to allow us to continue to build out sports fields in underserved parts of our community. Our children deserve to play on fields that are safe and that can be used year-round. And working with our partners in the various school districts and with some of our corporate leaders, we will be able to continue to make progress on that goal. This budget also contains money that addresses hunger, particularly among kids, and allows us to expand our programs to serve needy children in the summer through our parks. And it contains funding that allows us to stay on track to meet our goal under the Climate Action Plan of 1,000 new gardens. These are just isolated examples of funding and programs which have a significant impact on the lives of people, particularly people who have been hard hit by this recession. I could not be prouder to serve on a body that invests in these kinds of programs during a recession. And I want to again acknowledge that the mayor, who sets the table in our budget, has set forth the priorities, which are my priorities in this budget. So, Mayor Adams and colleagues, thank you. Thanks to Andrew Scott and the whole team at OMF, who've helped us through a very challenging process. And thanks particularly to the members of the public who have come and testified at all of our public forums and helped us get it right. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
I thought I was going to have another 10 minutes to prepare my remarks here. I first want to thank the taxpayers of Portland for providing the funding that we are allocating today, and the people who provide the services to those taxpayers in the community and in the city government. Thank you to everyone who participated in this process of the budget. Bureau staff, Andrew Scott, as usual, has done an amazing job. Community members who've testified on ongoing in many places, in many ways, telephone calls, letters, emails, and in the budget forums. And the mayor for his leadership on this budget. And we are fortunate in that we are not in a cut budget this time, although we have made additional cuts because we cut quickly and deeply in the first 2 years of my tenure here on the council under the mayor's leadership, so that we do have some additional revenue. I'm pleased that we are putting $9 million plus into the rainy day fund for next year. I think we need to continue to be very conservative in our use of the contingency, because we're not out of the woods yet, and we're hearing that from a lot of folks in a lot of places. For the most part, I agree with what the mayor and my colleagues have proposed. There are some particular line items that if I were mayor, I wouldn't have done it that way, but you couldn't get me to be mayor for all the tea in China. So I will defer to the mayor's choices and his leadership.
One down, 500.
The mayor's leadership through this very, very challenging time. I've been asked, why haven't I done more to provide sidewalks and various other things that I've been wanting to provide in Portland since I got here 25 years ago. And the fact of the matter is that we haven't been expanding our funding. And what we've done over the past 2 years is prioritized our funding to the point that now we need to be very strategic in adding back, and I believe we're doing that. I am hopeful that the economy will pick up. I think, again, the mayor's initiatives in seeking jobs, good jobs in our community, and the small businesses, the neighborhood folks who are working on providing jobs. I think one of the silver linings to the recession is that we've all realized that jobs is a four-letter word, and it's also a really good four-letter word, and that we want to promote businesses, both large and small, in Portland. I'm particularly pleased with the allocation of $525,000 to begin addressing inequity and equity in our city and in our region in a more systemic and collaborative way. It's a very small start to the known inequities that we have for people of color, for people with disabilities, for people in different parts of our city, different income abilities, education. And we're pursuing that in many different ways. And people look at the special appropriations as if that's the only part of the budget that we are careful about, but it isn't. And as I mentioned earlier, the scholarships that we awarded yesterday to students who have struggled and achieved graduation in high school and now are going on to Portland Community College was an example of how the council is addressing equity in multiple different ways and in multiple different venues. And I'm very proud to be a part of that and glad that we have this funding that will allow us to continue working with community partners and with every staff person in every bureau to make sure that we continue to, that we make more progress than we have in the past on that. Thank you to the mayor for his leadership on that also. With that, I vote aye.
Adams?
Well, I want to thank my colleagues on the City Council for their contributions to the critical thought, the ideas, the making sure that we have an accurate understanding of the challenges that are contained within this budget. We are simultaneously seeking to help those that have been hit worse by the recession, as Commissioner Fritz and Fish mentioned, but also to do that in a way and to take additional efforts to fundamentally change and improve the city, to protect what we love most about Portland, but to change fundamentally areas of the city that need to improve. And whether it is, you know, the Resource Access Center that changes the way fundamentally cities across the nation provide assistance to those that find themselves homeless, those that have mental health and addiction issues without a job. This council has invested in that and the leadership of individual members of our council. Well, whether or not it's, you know, not only dealing with maintenance issues and for, let's say, the sewer bureau, but doing it in a way that is more cost-effective, most cost-effective, and has multiple benefits from a single effort, and I could go on and on with this list, but the notion is not only dealing with the toughest recession we've had since World War II, but fundamentally improving so that at the next recession, when the nation sneezes, Portland does not automatically get economic pneumonia. So I want to thank, in addition to the City Council, all the citizens who are involved, the Budget Advisory Committees, the PERB, Andrew Scott, Jeremy Patton, Josh Harwood, the OMF analysts, Rich Goward, Ken Rust, my team, Jennifer Yoakum, and my chief of staff, Warren Jimenez. Really appreciate it. Aye. All right, a programming note. We are going to hear next.
Yes. You have one more thing to do on the budget. It's probably the most important that we'll do today.
What is that?
It's the tax levy.
Which item is that?
It's number 10 on your script. You just need to...
Number 10.
Approve the tax levies. Sorry, back to your approved budget.
510.
Okay. Move approval of the tax levies. We need to read it.
We absolutely need to read it.
So read.
We need a motion.
I need to read it. Got it. And since I have Water Bureau papers, I got these, I got budget notes. One moment, please. The city shall levy its full permanent rate of $4, I'll say $4.5770 per 1,000 of assessed value, and $11,142,373 for the payment of voter-approved general obligation bond principal and interest, and $114,264,711 for the obligation for the Fire and Police Disability and Retirement Fund, and $0.4026 dollars per thousand of assessed value for the children's levy. Furthermore, the city shall levy the amounts listed in the attachment E for urban renewal collections. I'll entertain a motion to approve these levies.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, this is indeed important and a good reminder that the money comes from taxpayers and is used for taxpayer services. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. All right. I adjourn the City Council as the Budget Committee, and I will soon impanel the City Council as the Budget Committee for the Portland Development Commission. But a program note for those of you waiting, after we do the Portland Development Commission, we are going to go through, because I see staff waiting on some of the second readings, we'll go through and do all the second readings to get them done, and then we'll go back to the regular agenda, which our first item on the regular agenda after taking care of the second readings will be item 531. Mr. Rakowski, I'd like to impanel the City Council as the Portland Development Commission Budget Committee. So impaneled, can you please call the roll?
Fish?
Oh, I thought we were going to...
We're doing PDC.
You're here.
You're just saying you're present.
Pardon me?
You're just saying you're present.
Oh, excuse me. Here.
Oh, this is just attendant? Oh.
Yeah, this is just call the roll for PDC Budget Committee.
Saltzman?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Quorum is present of the Portland Development Commission Budget Committee. Mr. Rakowski.
Keith Rakowski, Deputy Director, Portland Development Commission. So essentially before you today, you're going to recommending a couple changes to the budget that we presented to you a week ago, and then we'll be requesting you approve the resolution. There's five changes, the main substantive ones, one quantitative, one kind of qualitative. The second is transferring about $4 million to the next fiscal year to purchase some property in Kenton that's not going to be done during the current fiscal year. And then the other item is the issue that we discussed at length last week regarding the budget note about before we invest in major capital improvements related to the Rose Quarter, that there'll be a discussion and a decision on how the set-aside balances the issue with the Rose Quarter.
So, Keith, I have a question. Is this time for question, Mayor?
Yes, sir.
I have received a couple of letters and emails from folks primarily in Gateway and Interstate inquiring about some of the reductions in money that was previously budgeted for parks and green spaces. And you've given me an explanation overall about the haircut the budget took and some of the changes that the commission therefore had to act on. But could you just state that for the record?
Sure. For the record, we've had to cut about $35 million in the upcoming budget, given lower assessed values, given some debt coverage ratios related to how we issue debt. And because of that, we did have to make cuts across the board, particularly transportation, parks, some housing. We are, continuing to align ourselves with the 2009 City Economic Development Strategy, as well as the Neighborhood Economic Development Strategy that you'll be making some decisions on later today, and that's essentially how we've prioritized our resources and our programs going forward.
And so for the benefit of my colleagues, the issues that have been brought to our attention with the changes in the budget, there would be a deferral on making investments in the Gateway Plaza, which is a master plan that we recently adopted and that we hope to make some investments in the near term, but that would be deferred. And there are also a couple of community prioritized green space and park opportunities in Interstate that would also be deferred.
Correct.
Thank you.
How many positions did we cut, just for the public?
We cut 17 positions.
So this is an agency that is assertively cutting to provide stability, difficult cuts, but to provide stability, as much stability as we can for the next 5 years.
Correct.
All right, additional council discussion. Does anyone wish to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Carla, unless anyone wishes to testify, Carla, can you please call the vote?
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for those clarifications, both Keith and Commissioner Fish. Aye.
Adams?
Aye. Thank you very much. All right, so we're going to do the second readings, and then we're going to have a break of about 15 minutes. So if you want to step out to get something to eat or such, we probably will not be going back to the regular agenda again, starting with 531, probably not until half past. So if you want to, I'll make sure that we don't start on the water issue before half past, so you at least have 45 minutes, if you need to grab a bite to eat or what have you. So let's begin with the second readings. And for those of you watching for the first time, these are items that were non-emergency, and so we're simply voting on them this time. We've already had debate on them. Can you please read the title and call the vote for 528?
Revised residential solid waste and recycling collection rates and charges effective July 1, 2011. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
528 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote for 529, second reading?
Revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2011-2012 and fix an effective date. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
It bears repeating that parking rates are not going up. Aye. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 530 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote for second reading? Item number
530.
I just did 529.
Did I miss? Oh, 530. Thank
yes.
you.
530. Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Local Government Personnel Institute for legal advice and consultation. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 530 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote on second reading, item number 533.
Authorize additional revenue bonds for urban renewal areas. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
These are for worthy projects, and I support the increase. No adjustments are being made to reduce the amounts of the other five URAs, and there was discussion last time as to where the money might come from. So I want to put into the record that the answer is probably from the River District in answer to my question last week. Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 533 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 534.
Approve cost of living adjustments to pay rates for non-represented classifications and elected officials effective July 1, 2011, specify the effect upon employees in the classifications involved and provide for payment. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, again, specifying that I won't be taking the increase since the payments are taxpayers' money, and it's my job to designate which charities I give my money to, and it's not my job to designate which charities I give the taxpayers' money to. Aye.
Adams.
I won't be taking the raise either. Aye. 534 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 535.
Amend fee schedules for building, electrical, mechanical, plumbing, facility permit, field issuance remodel, land use services, neighborhood inspections, noise control, signs, site development, zoning, and certain construction permits. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 536 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 537.
That was just 536 we did. 535.
Sorry, 536.
Revise sewer and drainage rates and charges in accordance with the fiscal year 2011-2012 sewer user rate study. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
That was a good open debate with Democracy in Action last week. I do request Commissioner Saltzman and Dean Marriott to reconvene the BES Budget Advisory Committee to decide where the additional 0.5% cuts might be made. But I'm glad to support this rate. Aye.
Adams.
No. 536 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 537.
Authorize the rates and charges for water and water-related services during the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2011 to June 30, 2012, and fix an effective date. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, first, I thank David Schaff and his staff for getting back to me and helping me to understand the reasoning behind the current rates. I did get answers to many of my questions. I have a much better understanding of how the rates will be changing over time due to the various factors related to debt service projects like LT2 and accommodations for deferred rates from the past. Unfortunately, without the budget note having passed, there's no guarantee that any increases that won't be needed if we are able to change our compliance timeline or schedule will be applied to further rate increases, and therefore I have to vote no.
Adams.
I want to thank the Bureau of Water for the 1% rate reduction, supporting that in the mayor's proposed budget. Aye. Is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote for second reading, item number 538.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance. Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 538 is approved. We're going to take a recess until 15 past and then start up with 531. We're in recess.
What time?
12:15.
Thank you.
And that should take us about 15 minutes to get through that.
What's that first?
The Sirius Jerome, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Right. What you're going to win re-election
on. Oh, this is one that's coming up.
Good to know. Thanks for the heads up.